Okay, let's unpack this. We are diving deep into, well, a pretty massive conflict today.
Right. It's this collision course, isn't it? AI is growing incredibly fast, needing huge amounts of IT power.
And that's running smack into the need for, sustainable development. How do we square that circle?
It's a real paradox. Companies are rushing into AI, building these enormous data centers. They think it's streamlining things.
But the reality can be different. Reckless adoption, maybe poorly managed cloud setups.
Exactly. That can just skyrocket energy use, and naturally the costs that go with it. It's often counterproductive.
So our mission today is figure out the strategies. How do we turn this AI energy demand into maybe an opportunity for efficiency, responsibility, even cost savings?
Yeah, and the scale of this isn't trivial. Our sources pointed to an International Energy Agency report.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. They're forecasting a real surge, right, in global energy demand.
A significant one.
Yeah.
And they specifically call out AI development and deployment as the driver. That's the core of the problem we're looking at.
So how does this connect bigger picture? Is the market just ignoring this or?
No, actually, it seems like the market's catching on. Sustainability is shifting, from just a nice-to-have compliance thing
To something more fundamental.
to a business imperative. It's not just about the environmental footprint anymore, though that's key.
Okay.
It's also about sustainable software development, lowering the total cost of ownership across the board, economically, organizationally.
Right. So it hits the bottom line. This isn't just PR. I
Yeah.
remember one source, Gartner, I think. They had this prediction that really jumped out. Global companies prioritizing sustainability so much
Yeah.
that it could lead to a, get this, 50% rejection rate on tech purchases if sustainability demands aren't met.
Wow, 50%. So if your software isn't green,
Half the market might just say, no thanks. That's serious leverage.
it really is. Which brings up the big question: how do companies actually do this? How do they pivot?
What's the practical approach?
Well, a core part of the answer seems to be something called green ops.
Green hops. Okay, define that for us.
Think of it like the technical architect, maybe.
Yeah.
It's a holistic view blending business practices with tech innovations
You do what exactly?
to boost cloud efficiency and slash the environmental impact at the same time.
Wait, hang on. So GreenOps isn't just about being environmentally friendly. It's also like a sneaky way to cut costs.
Exactly. That's the key insight. It offers these dual advantages. You get sustainability wins and you save money.
Oh, like concrete examples.
Well, think about terminating zombie workloads. Those processes just sitting there chewing up memory and compute, but doing nothing useful.
Right, just digital dead weight.
GreenOps helps identify and eliminate that waste. Stop the waste, save the money, reduce the energy burn. Simple as that sometimes. Shifting to composable architectures is another one.
Okay, and I read that GreenOps often works hand in hand with FinOps.
Ah, yes. FinOps is the perfect complement. If GreenOps is the architect, FinOps is maybe the cross-functional accountant.
Accountant, how so?
It brings together IT, finance, business teams, everyone focused on cost accountability for cloud resources. Where's the money actually going?
So they work together, GreenOps and FinOps.
Absolutely. It's a synergy. FinOps tracks the dollars per resource, the financial spend. GreenOps makes sure those resources are used in the most energy efficient way possible.
Continuously optimizing.
Exactly. Reducing costs, energy use, and emissions, all sort of feeding into each other.
All right, that makes sense. We've got the why and the what. Let's get into the how, the actionable stuff. What did we learn about actually executing this?
First step, pretty foundational, is green coding.
Green coding. Sounds
What?
straightforward.
In concept, yes, it means developers consciously optimizing algorithms, choosing efficient programming languages, cutting redundancy.
Can small code changes really make a difference at scale?
Oh, definitely. Think about optimizing, say, a common sorting algorithm. That might save a few computational cycles per run, but multiply that by millions or billions of user interactions or data processing jobs. It adds up. Less compute means less energy directly.
Makes sense. What about beyond the code itself? Architecture matters, right? You mentioned composable, also serverless.
Yes, big time. Serverless computing and composable designs are key for flexibility and scalability.
And the sustainability link there is.
Efficiency through, well, idleness, essentially. Serverless functions, for example, scale down to zero automatically when not in use.
So if it's not running, it's not drawing power.
Precisely. No energy wasted when resources are just sitting idle. Composability helps too, using only the precise components needed.
And are there tools to help manage this? specific software?
Yeah, the sources highlighted a few. One interesting example was KubeGreen.
KubeGreen, open source.
Yep, it's designed for Kubernetes clusters. Its job is to manage resizing, optimize energy.
How does it do that?
It can automatically scale deployments right down to zero pods during off hours, or restrict background jobs, like cron jobs, to only run during business hours.
So it basically puts your infrastructure to sleep when no one's using it. Clever.
Very. And then there's using AI itself, but smartly.
Using AI to manage AI's impact. A bit meta.
Kind of. It's sometimes called augmented FinOps. Using AI agents to monitor energy consumption, automate routine tasks like governance checks, and streamline cloud cost management.
So AI isn't just the problem. It can be part of the solution by cutting waste.
Exactly. Using AI to reduce resource consumption, not just add to it.
Okay, let's pull this all together. For you listening, what's the big takeaway?
Well, this whole resource-aware approach, combining GreenOps, FinOps, smart coding, architecture, it minimizes both the computational cost and the environmental hit.
Which leads to tangible benefits, right? Better ROI, lower operating expenses.
Definitely. And crucially, in today's market, it boosts your brand reputation. Customers and partners increasingly expect this. Trust matters.
So it's becoming table stakes.
Pretty much. Responsible AI integration isn't really an option anymore. It feels like a necessity.
And the final thought for everyone mulling this over?
I'd say, avoid the hype cycle. Don't just adopt some AI or automation tech because it sounds cool or uses machine learning.
Focus on the specifics.
Yes. Base your choices on specific use cases, on tangible outcomes you can measure. Aim for pragmatic, measured efficiency right from the start. That's how you minimize wasted effort, wasted resources, and wasted energy.